بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين، محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد. Page 210, Laws of Inheritance. Well, inheritance means disposal of the wealth of the deceased person among those who will inherit him. And that by itself has its economic benefit, and part of Islamic economic system is inheritance. Because the wealth which was accumulated with one person, it will be divided into his heirs after his death. And that money is divided to many people and will help in distribution of wealth among the people rather than capitalizing it in one hand. And the laws of inheritance, what you say, should be given to all his children, whether boys or girls, and his wife, parents, etc. And that is obligatory. He cannot accept of one third of his wealth, give it all to one person. Unlike inheritance in Western countries, he can write in his will that all his money will go to one member of the family, or maybe to one friend, or to one person. So all the money can be transferred in Western countries to one person, but in Islam he said he has the right to use one third of his money, and the rest two thirds will belong to his heirs, and he cannot use that. Unless if you want, he can distribute his money in his lifetime, and that is his right. From issue 619, those who inherit due to being related are in three groups. Actually, the people who inherit are divided into three groups or three classes, they say. The first class people, if any one of them is alive, will inherit. If none of them is alive, they are dead, then the second class will inherit. And if none of the second class is alive, then the third class of relatives will inherit. So these are classes. Presence of one member in one class will prevent inheritance of other class. So that is why he said there are three groups or three classes. And the details are mentioned. The first group comprises the deceased father, mother, but not grandparents, and children. And if the deceased has already lost his children, then of the grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and so on down, whichever of them is nearer to the deceased, inherits. So the father, mother, and children are making the first group. And while there exists one person from this group, the second group do not inherit. Yes, we'll go to one person according to certain details which will come. But all will go to one person there. So if he has only one daughter, for example, his both parents are dead, and all other children are dead, or he has no more children, and he has many brothers, many uncles, many cousins, none of them will inherit, all the money will go to his daughter. But then all the money means there are some details, you know, half will be given by right, half will be given as an inheritance, that details will come. But present anyone of this group will prevent inheritance of the second group. The second group is the deceased grandparents, brother and sister. And if the deceased has lost his grandparents, then the father's grandfathers and grandfathers' grandfathers and so on up, whichever of them is nearer to the deceased inherits. And if the deceased has lost his brother and sister, then of the children the grandchildren, and so on down. Whichever of them is nearest to the deceased inherits. And while there exists one person from this group, the third group do not inherit. So the second group means if all the first group are dead, the second group come the brothers and sisters and the grandparents or grandparents. Now if the brothers and sisters are dead, and if their children are available, niece and nephew, if they are available, then they will inherit in the second group. And if any one of the second group is alive, then he will prevent inheritance of the third group. The third group is the deceased uncles and aunts, both paternal and maternal, and their children. And while one person from among us, the deceased paternal and maternal uncles and aunts is alive, their children do not inherit. So the third group is the uncles and aunts. They come whether from father or mother's side, and also their children. But if they uncles, any one of them is alive, then the children will not inherit. Unless all the uncles and all the aunts are dead, then their children will inherit if none of the first or second group is alive. But if the deceased leaves a paternal uncle, who was his father's paternal brother, that is to say from the same father but a different mother, and also leaves the son of a paternal uncle who was both the maternal and paternal brother of the deceased father, then the son inherits instead of the paternal brother of the deceased father. So here he made a note or an exception that if the deceased leaves not an uncle but only paternal uncle from the same father but a different mother, and he has a son of an uncle who is his real uncle from the father and from the mother. So here the son will inherit. Issue 620. If the deceased besides leaving no one from the first two groups leaves neither uncles nor aunts nor their children nor their children's children, the paternal and maternal uncles and aunts of the deceased mother and father inherit. So if none of the third group is there, the paternal and maternal uncles and aunts of the deceased mother or father will inherit. I mean, that is, comes to another stage. And if they are already dead, their children inherit in case they have children. And if they had no children, the paternal and maternal aunts of the deceased grandparents inherit. And if they are already dead, their children inherit. So these are different groups. If someone, maybe is living alone or such remote cases might happen that nobody is there except very remote relatives might inherit him. So now we come to the details for the inheritance of the first group. The wife will come with the first group, but he did not mention it here because the wife will inherit certain ratio of the children or no children, and whether she is there or not, he may or may not have wife. But he has not mentioned that she will inherit right away with the first group. Issue 621, if the deceased has only one heir from the first group, such as the father or mother, or one son or one daughter, that heir receives all the inheritance. So here he gives an example. If he has one, either one father remains, I mean the father alone remains, or the mother alone remains, or one son or one daughter are alive. So he will receive all the inheritance. And if the heirs are several sons and several daughters, all the inheritance is divided equally among these them. And if the heirs are a son and a daughter, in the above instance, you see all of them are sons, only sons. He has no daughters. Or he has only daughters, several daughters, no son. So he said, will be divided equally amongst them. But if the heirs are a son and a daughter, the inheritance is divided into three parts, and the son inherits two parts, and the daughter one part. And if the heirs are several sons and several daughters, the inheritance is divided in such a way that each son inherits twice as much as each daughter. So here, about the sons and daughters we discussed, if only sons are left, then they will inherit, the money will be divided equally. If only daughters are left, then the money is divided equally. But if he has sons and daughters, then the right of the sons will be, each one is twice as the right of the daughters. So if they he has one son and one daughter, the son will take two shares, the daughter will take one share. If they are one son and two daughters, so one son will take half, the two daughters, each one will take quarter. If there are two sons and two daughters, for example, the two sons, each one will take two parts, so become four, and two daughters, six. So it will be one part, one third for one son, the other third for the second son, and the third third is divided between the two daughters, and so on. Whatever their number, four, five, six, seven, then they can make a share for the sons, two shares, and for the daughters, one share, and then divide it according to all shares and give everyone his own share. Issue 622. If the heirs of the deceased are only the deceased mother and father, the inheritance is divided into three parts, and the father inherits two parts and the mother one part. But if the deceased leaves two brothers or four sisters, or one brother and two sisters who are all paternal, that is to say their father and the father of the deceased was the same, then whether their mother and the mother of the deceased was the same or not, although they themselves do not inherit, they are the cause of the mother only inheriting a sixth, and the father inheriting the remainder. Here there is some details. Now, if the deceased has only a father and a mother, so the money will be divided two-thirds for the father, one-third for the mother. Now, if the deceased has left two brothers or four sisters, besides the father and the mother, he has no children, he has only a father and a mother, and he leaves two brothers or four sisters. Or one brother and two sisters who are all paternal. So in this case, he said, naturally the brothers and sisters will not inherit, but they will prevent the mother from inheriting one third, and her right will be one sixth, and the father will inherit the remainder. So 5/6 will be for the father, and 1/6 will be for the mother, if there are two brothers or four sisters. They will not inherit, but they will prevent inheritance from the mother to take one third. and the father to them. The father will take more. Issue 623. So the heirs of the deceased are only the father, the mother, and one daughter. And the deceased also leaves two paternal brothers, or a paternal brother and two paternal sisters, or four paternal sisters. The inheritance is divided into six shares. And the mother and father each take one share, while the daughter takes three shares, and the remaining share is itself divided into four parts, and the father is given one of those parts, and the daughter the remaining three. Now, when he has parents, father and a mother, and he has a daughter, in this case, for every one of the parents, 1/6. لِكُلِّ مِنْهُمَ السُّدُسُ. So the father will take 1/6, the mother will take 1/6. And the daughter, here who is there, will not take all the shares, but will take 3 shares out of 6, will take half, this means. And the main 1/6 remained of that. That 1/6 which remains is divided into 4 parts. One part for the father and 3 parts for the daughter. So according to this, if the inheritance is divided into 24 parts, instead of 6, he made it 24. The daughter inherits 15, the father 5, and the mother the other 4. The mother will remain 1/6, that is 4. The father is 1/6 and 1/4 of the 1/6 which remain extra, he got 5 parts. They will not inherit. They will not inherit, but they will be caused for share of the daughter is less and part of it is divided, given to the father. And then 3/4 of the remaining 1/6. I mean 3 out of 4, if you think, of remaining 1/6. But if the deceased left less than 2 paternal brothers, or 4 paternal sisters, or a paternal brother and 2 paternal sisters, the inheritance is divided into 5 parts. And the father and the mother each inherit 1 share, while the daughter inherits the remaining share. So 1/5 will be father, 1/5 for the mother, and 3/5 for the daughter, if they are less than 2 paternal brothers. Of course here, you know, some of it, I mean, we can understand this philosophy in Islam. When there are some other heirs, you know, more share is going to the father, and when he dies, that will be divided into his heirs more, you know. So that extra share which is given, that also can be redivided in his death to others who will inherit him. Issue 624. If the heirs of the deceased are only the father, the mother, and one son, above it was one daughter, here one son, the inheritance is divided into 6 parts. And the father and mother each inherit 1 part, while the son inherits 4 parts. So So the father will take 1/6 sudus, the mother is sudus, and then 4/6 will go for the son. But if instead of one son there are several sons or several daughters, those four parts are equally divided amongst them. And if there are sons and daughters, then those four parts are to be divided between them in such a way that each son inherits twice as much as each daughter. So now if only one son and parents are alive, the parents will get each will get 1/6, and the remaining, which is 4/6, will be for the son. But if more than one son or son and daughters, then it will be divided equally among the sons, or if daughters are there, share of the son is twice as share of the daughter. Issue 625. If the deceased only heirs are the father and one son, or mother and one son, the inheritance is divided into 6 parts. And the father or mother receives 1 part, while the son receives 5. Because the parents, you know, they have the right for 1/6 if they are alive. So if one of the parents is not alive, the other parent will take 1/6 his right, the rest will go for the children. So if he has one son, the rest 5/6 will go for the son. But if the deceased leaves only the father and a daughter, or the mother and a daughter, the inheritance is divided into 4. And the mother or the father receives 1 part, while the daughter inherits the remaining 3 parts. So the daughter inherits 3/4, and the father or the mother, they are alive, they will inherit 1/4, not 1/6. Issue 626. If the only heirs of the deceased are the deceased father or mother, together with the deceased sons and daughters, the inheritance is divided into 6 parts, and the mother or father inherits 1 part, while the remainder is divided in such a way that each son receives twice as much as each daughter. So here the example is, give one father or one mother, a father alone or a mother alone, and he has daughters or sons together. So here the father or the mother, they will take 1/6 sudus, and the rest will go divided among the sons and daughters, the sons twice as much as each daughter. الذكري مثل حظ الأنثيين, as the Holy Quran says, for the male is equal to the rights of 2 females. Issue 627. If the deceased only heirs are the deceased father and several daughters, or mother and several daughters, the inheritance is divided into 5 parts. Here not 6 parts, 5 parts. One part is inherited by the father or mother, and the other 4 parts are divided equally among the daughters. So here if he leaves only a mother or a father and daughters, it will not be 1/6 for the mother or father, it will be 1/5, and the rest for the daughters equally among them. Issue 628. If the deceased leaves no children, then the children of the deceased son, even if they are heirs, inherit the share of the son, and the children of the deceased daughter, even if they are boys, inherit the share of the daughter. So the grandchildren actually will inherit the share of their father. So since if the father is, if the father is a boy, then he will inherit the right of the son, which is twice as the daughter. And the children of the daughter, even if they are boys, they will inherit share of their mother. And since their mother has half the share of the brothers, they will inherit that half the share for them. So if, for example, the deceased leaves the son of his daughter and the daughter of his son, the inheritance is divided into three parts. One part being inherited by the daughter's son, and two parts by the son's daughter. So now here the granddaughter of the son will take two parts, and the grandboy of the daughter will take one part. Well, these are some details about the first group. One question comes, and that is Europeans always are asking about it. They said, why the daughters should take half the share of the boys? And they think that this type of injustice against equality, they should take both equal rights. Actually, it is not against equality, because Islam looks to the matter from all aspects. Now, the boy will be a father tomorrow and responsible of the family, and the man, according to Islam, is responsible of livelihood of the, or nafaqah of the wife and the children, not the mother. So whatever share will come to the father, that share will be spent for his wife and his children. While the daughter, whatever she inherits, it will remain for her alone. If she is married, then her husband is responsible to spend for her nafaqah, and her money will remain for her without any expenses or any responsibility upon her. So, looking from this angle, the responsibilities are mainly upon the husband in the family. Naturally, at time of inheritance, he has to get more shares than his sisters, because his sisters have no expenses, but he has a big responsibility of nafaqah for the family. So we cannot take one aspect of the law, but we have to see that law, where it's situated in all Islamic laws. Islamic laws has to be taken as a whole, not as a part. You cannot divide it, but you make it as a whole. When you take it in that way, you see it is justified, and that is a right to be preserved. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.